It's 12:07. Good morning to you. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is off tonight. We have been talking with Dave Schwann and Dave Miranda to kick off the show about the bicentennial. They had their big celebration last night at Navy Pier. Joe Montana was there. Kevin Cronin was there. The performers from Hamilton. Of course, George Wendt and the super fans. So we were giving out some prizes for those of you who knew some Illinois trivia. And the Chicago Tribune, to commemorate the bicentennial of the state of Illinois, 1818 was our founding. They came up with this list of foods, 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once. And I was kind of happy. I've been to maybe, I think, a half dozen of these places, but they're all over the state of Illinois. And I'm just wondering, in all of our respective travels and our lives, and Michael, I know you went to DePaul. David, where did you go? Where did you grow up? Which area? Jennings? The south suburbs? Oh, he's not listening. He's listening to a piece of tape. Where'd you grow up, Michael? You grew up way up north, right?
Yeah, I grew up in the northwest suburbs in McHenry.
Okay. I grew up in south suburbs, okay. Orland Park, Oak Lawn and Orland Park area. And actually, I've lived in Illinois my whole life. So, because I went to school at the University of Illinois, so I live in Champaign-Urbana. I worked in Joliet for a number of years before I came here. So I've lived from Champaign-Urbana north.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been to a lot of places in the state, or so I thought. How about Schwanee, though? He's been everywhere.
He really has. He's like that Johnny Cash song, "I've Been Everywhere, Man."
Yeah. I mean,
it's for real incredible when we have Schwanee in the room to see how much knowledge he has in his mind.
Schwanee is like a walking encyclopedia, isn't he?
He is. It's incredible.
Just the trivia and the things that he knows.
Yeah.
I love Schwanee.
Yeah, but so you lived your entire life in Illinois.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I've never lived anywhere else except Illinois.
But this is a great state. Like,
it is.
The way that they were talking about it and how we do have the most history out of any state is pretty exciting.
I love the history and I love the trivia. I'm going to name some of these places. Tell me if you've been, where have you lived besides Illinois?
I lived in Illinois, and then I moved to Costa Rica for a few months.
Oh, that's right.
And then I moved to Southern Utah. I lived in Tinley Park.
You live in Tinley?
Yes. Before I was in radio, I was going to school to become a special education teacher.
Okay.
And that's where I worked out in Tinley Park.
Get out. What years did you live in Tinley Park?
It must have been.
Trying to think if we passed each other.
2012. Shout out to Pops. They had the best food.
I've been to Pops.
I do love Pops.
Do you remember Junior's, which is now Don's?
Oh, no. I didn't spend enough. I didn't live
hot
there
dogs?
Long enough.
God.
Under a year.
You know what they do? This is going to sound gross, but it's really good. They boil their hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I know people like them on the grill, and it's really good, too. Mm-hmm. They boil the hot dogs, but then they just slather them with everything. The green relish, the peppers, the celery salt. They put a ton of celery salt on, which I love on a hot dog.
Man.
Mustard, no ketchup.
Yes, ketchup.
David. Oh. Wait, you know what? Wait. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Michael. I'm kidding, David.
I thought you were going to give him the reverb for a second.
Wait. Yes, ketchup.
Oh, let me do it. Okay, do it again.
Yes, ketchup.
Oh,
it doesn't work on me.
Have the same.
No.
Jennings, where'd you grow up?
Brooklyn.
You grew up in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been in Illinois?
Since 1997.
Okay, so 20
so
plus years, 21 years, yeah. Is that when you came to Illinois in 97?
Oh, no. I left New York City in 1976.
Okay.
So I moved to Hyde Park.
Okay.
Then within a couple of months, I was in Poughkeepsie.
For fun?
For work.
Okay.
And then I moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay. Well, you've been all over.
Then D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Then Philadelphia. Then here.
Holy cow. So you have been everywhere, like the Johnny Cash song.
I haven't done the left coast yet. So
no.
Who knows?
But you're still young. You're still a young whippersnapper. There's plenty of time.
There is room for more travel.
I see young Michael Heidemann ending up at some point in L.A. because you're a musician, a performer. You know, you're young.
Yeah.
You're into, like, you know, that scene. So I see you being
in
L.A.
York.
L.A. or New York. Yeah.
Or New York. You've got session. There's session work on both coasts.
Yeah, because you just went to New York, too, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I went to New York. And actually, I didn't mention this, but I went to UCLA for a few months during the summer. So I did live in Los Angeles for a teeny bit. I love it there. But honestly.
Have you been through an earthquake?
I you know what? I was born in Santa Barbara in California, and I remember
Santa Barbara.
Some of my first memories were hiding in a closet with my mom and my dad.
Really?
This is why L.A., New York, nothing beats Chicago.
I know.
I mean, we have it all.
We don't have earthquakes.
No earthquakes.
That's right. I mean, we have cold weather, but
we don't have drought. We don't have the same kind of drought.
No.
And we haven't had any wildfires yet. Watch 2019 prove us wrong.
I know, right? Bite our tongues. Okay, Michael, you're born in Santa Barbara. Do you still have a house there that I could buy from you live off the coast?
Gosh, I wish. That'd be amazing. My family sold our house in the early 90s, and then like the next 5 years, it tripled in price, and now you can't get a house underneath $1 million.
Do you guys ever go on, not Priceline, but do you ever go on any of those realtor.com sites and just look at all the beautiful homes on all the different coasts?
I can
or is
dream.
That just me?
Yeah, that's,
okay, that's just me.
Where are you looking on the coast? Right on the water's edge?
I would love to live in California if there were no earthquakes. Because you got to take that into account. Mm-hmm. You think about retiring, California. But again, you got the quakes. Florida, I love Florida, but they
It'll
have the
be
hurricanes.
Underwater soon.
Exactly, and I love Arizona. But I know it gets to be, 150 degrees with the heat index.
But it's that wonderful dry heat.
I know. I don't get
that. I have a word for that phrase. I'm not going to say it.
Does it start with B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it end with T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Could it be initial? No. I agree.
Don't need to say anymore.
I feel that way, too, because people say, there's a dry heat in Arizona. But I know people who go there, for 6 months of the year, and their allergies are great. For some reason... their allergies seem to be okay in that weather.
It's like Las Vegas. It has dry heat. I've been to Las Vegas.
Same. Yeah.
I spent most of my time in the hotel.
In the casino gambling. Oh,
no, I don't gamble.
Okay.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
But it's either in the hotel room or wandering around the hotel. I am not going outside.
I'm that way too.
110 degrees. Are you insane?
I like swimming. I love to swim. I'll go in the pool in Vegas. I'll go in the pool in Arizona. But yeah, it's very hot for me. So I'll probably just stay in Chicago. I've never left Illinois, so I don't see it happen anytime soon.
If the opportunity presents itself, don't just say no right out of hand.
I'll just say I know the Heidemans. I'll go to Santa Barbara and say, I know the Heidemans. Can I have this beautiful beach house?
You should say you know the Devlantises.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Anna and her husband have a place out there.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of syllables, the Devlantises.
I got to call her. I got to see how she's doing. I got to see if we are related. All the Greeks are related at some point.
Well, she must let you.
Devlantis is Greek?
Stop it. You know that.
No. I thought it was Italian.
No, it's Anna Devlantis. She's a Greek.
Oh,
she's one of my people.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what my name? You know what Darlis used to be, David?
It's got to be a long one.
Papagannakopoulos.
Papagannakopoulos?
Yes.
That's easy.
That was what it was shortened from.
How did they get from Papagannakopoulos to Darlis?
Oh, do you have that?
That is a radical shift.
You were here last night, David. We had Sally Struthers, who could not have been nicer. She was just adorable. She was on with us in the 7 o'clock hour talking about her new movie, which, by the way, came out today, You and Me.
Her legal name isn't...
No, but her... No. But her best friend growing up, do you have that cut, Michael, or do we have to search for it? This is Sally Struthers, and we immediately had that bond, that Greek connection, me and Sally Struthers, because her best friend growing up was Greek. Do you have it?
Okay.
Right? Just like Papagannakopoulos, very, very similar.
Well, my best friend, may she rest in peace, was a Greek lady, and she married a Greek man, and so if you said her whole name with her married name at the end of it, she was Pepina Spiros Linakis Thermopoulos.
Get out of town. You have to say it again. That's awesome.
Pepina Spiros Linakis Thermopoulos, but her kids called her Betty.
That's true.
That's a mouthful.
Like growing up, that's all of my Greek friends had these big long names, and my friend Athena Roumiotis, everybody called her Becky. I'm not kidding you.
I don't see the straight line from one to the other.
I know.
There's something missing in there.
You know what, though? We invented civilization, so I guess it's okay, right? We can take a few liberties
here and
there.
Then we should learn how to pronounce your name.
Right. Papagannakopoulos.
Papagannakopoulos is not all that hard.
Uh-huh.
I had a Polish friend whose name was Szapaluski. And
Szapaluski.
Yeah, and he went by CZAP.
CZAP.
Yeah. It was kind of a kind of hip.
Although when I was my first full time job, almost all the jocks were Italian, and they didn't use their real names.
Okay.
So the midday guy was on the air known as Jerry Knight.
Okay.
His real name was Carlo Olimpieri.
Oh God.
Okay.
Isn't that fantastic? I love
that. The midday guy was a guy named Al Warren. I think he's still with us.
Okay.
His real name is Salvatore Capello.
I love that. I wish they'd use those
names. And the guy's name was Frank Derrack. His real name, Emilio Speranzo.
See, I wish they would have used their real names.
But you have to remember, there was a time when you couldn't be on radio if your name was ethnic.
That's right.
It was bad enough to be black, but that was a no-no off the bat. But ethnics, the name, no. You, Smith, Jones, something. No.
Oh, I know. I've had people, I mean, Darlis is easy, but I've had people, you know, when I first started many, many years ago.
Wanted you to change it?
Yeah, like
why?
Like Dars or Dar. Yeah, I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, and I know there's people, you know, on our air who don't use their real names.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't say
Michael Heidemann.
Michael Heidemann.
It's funny we're talking about this because with some of the, changing your name has a lot to do with you, with who you are and who you can become. One of the most famous names in the world, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, what's his Mapother? What's his last name?
Thomas Cruise Mapother the Fourth.
Mapother, yeah. Isn't that weird?
What was Cary Grant's real name? I should remember this because he didn't use his real name either.
Do you want it?
Yeah. What is it? Archibald, right?
Archibald Reginald
Leach. Yes.
Jeez.
Oh my God! And this Meryl Streep's real name is Meryl Streep, right? Jodie Foster's real name is not Jodie Foster. It's Alicia Christian, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Foster.
Yeah. Foster. Okay. So she did keep the Foster part. Isn't that funny?
I wonder why, what route? Is somebody telling them to change their names, or are they, like, loving these names from the start?
That's a great, great question. I think they're told, because George Stephanopoulos was in years ago. Milt Rosenberg had George Stephanopoulos on, and he was having a conversation with us about this with him. And he said, George Stephanopoulos said that everybody, when he went from political strategist to TV consultant, and now, obviously, he's George Stephanopoulos. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody, even up until he got, you know, famous, was saying, you have
get
to change
rid of
your
the
name. You got to change it. You had a Stevens or Steffens, and he didn't.
Well,
which, good for him.
Yeah, and now look at that. And what about, like, guys like Zach Galifianakis?
I know.
He had the same exact thing going through his
life. I know, right? We'll do some more weird some weird celebrity names you didn't know, instead of the food. The one food that I want to go back to real quick, though, that you guys all have to try, being a native Southsider, Rainbow Cone. That made the list of the food of 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once. Lars Bar was on there, baby back ribs, cinnamon rolls, but Rainbow Cone came in at number 8. You guys, if you've never had a Rainbow Cone, I'm going to bring them in because they're open all year round now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
David, you like ice cream, right? I'm going to try
as long as it's chocolate.
All right, I'm going to try and get Rainbow Cone in by the end of the week. Yeah, there's a little chocolate in there. It's 6 different flavors all on one cone. You got your orange sherbet, your pistachio, your New York-style cherry. It's like a Palmer House, it's called. Strawberry and chocolate.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll get that going. All right, more strange names coming up.
That's not my name.
Five 720 WGN. Boy, you never know on our show what we're going to be talking about. We'll start out talking about something and then just take a complete 360 and go the complete opposite direction. So now we're talking about names and people's real names and people who have shortened their names and celebrity names. But before we finish that, I have to take it. I'm very distraught at Donna's call, Michael. Can we take the 708? Donna, you have...
Hi.
Please tell me that's not true.
Well, I was at Myers, last week. They closed down for the winter time, and they open up around Easter every year.
But I thought they were going to stay open year-round this year.
Well, it looked pretty closed to me.
Donna. You might want to give him a call before you go wandering on over there.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to head down to 91st and Western and have to come right back. But thank you, Donna.
Well, it's a nice trip anyway.
It is. I love the South Side. Beverly, Monk, Greenwood, those are my people.
Yeah, come visit Top Notch, if nothing else.
I love Top Notch. The square hamburgers.
Oh,
and the green
barbecue beef is wild too.
Oh, they have the best burgers. I'm going to do a trip of the South Side. I said I was going to take Patty and Michael and David Jennings. Now I'm taking you guys all to the South Side. Top Notch has these square hamburgers, and they have a Green River milkshake.
You mean White Castle?
Have you also been over to 103rd and the Metro train tracks at Calabria?
Yep, I've been there, and I've been to, what's the other one off 103rd and Western, right over there that makes the good milkshakes and the homemade soup? Not Jameson's.
Oh, Jansen's, isn't
That's it? Jansen's. I love that, too.
You are a tasty person.
I am. I'm a true Southsider, Donna.
Exactly. Somebody who knows good food.
There you go, my friend. Hey, have a great night. Thanks for the call, Donna.
You too. Take care.
All right, you too. We're talking about names, but I just had to find out if Rainbow Cones was closed or not. I thought they were staying open for the winter.
Yeah, but Wendy's has square burgers.
Yeah, but these are phenomenal. They put two patties on, and they're both square, and you put cheese in between. And I'm telling you, they are. And they toast the bun. It's like one of those, not a pretzel bun, but like an egg bun.
You're going to give Heidemann and me a heart attack.
I know.
Okay?
I'm gonna hook you guys up, though.
I'm hungry.
I'm going to set you up, I promise. By the end of the week, we'll bring some Southside food in. All right, I have to give you guys a couple of names. Katy Perry. Her real name is Katy Hudson. And she changed it for that reason, because she didn't want people to think she was Kate Hudson.
Oh, that's smart. And I think, isn't her dad a famous pastor down in wherever she's from, too?
Yes, you're right.
Probably, yeah. I don't think her music.
I don't think so.
And another reason for name changes in the union, if someone already is using your name, you literally cannot use your name. You have to use a different name.
Oh, that's right. Right, like that's how Michael's namesake, that's how Michael J. Fox's real name is Michael... I think it's Michael Allen Fox or Michael Allen Fox, and he wanted to use Michael A. Fox, but there
somebody
was already
had
so he had to put the J in. So that's Michael J. Fox's. Did you guys know that Albert Brooks's real name? This is not a joke. Is Albert Einstein?
You know what?
Did you know that?
That's hilarious. I think I heard that in a podcast this past week.
And it says the reason for the name change should be pretty obvious.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, that could make life very interesting.
I'm going to give you guys a couple of names, and you tell me who this is. These are very, very, very famous Hollywood celebrities. Mm-hmm. Alan Konigsberg. Alan Konigsberg.
Mm-hmm.
He has, the name that he uses has part of that name in the stage name that he uses. He's a very famous director.
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Alan Konigsberg?
Yep. Alan Konigsberg.
Huh.
Do you know what, let's see, Joaquin Phoenix's real name is?
don't have a clue.
Jack Griswold.
Joaquin Bottom.
Really?
Yeah, Joaquin
Bottom.
Yeah, he changed it for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
He didn't want Bottom as his last name.
So wait, is his Rivers Bottom is his brother?
I guess so. River must be his real name.
River's Bottom. That doesn't sound
River Phoenix, River Bottom. Crazy. Okay, here's one. I'll give you. Okay. Natalia Nikolaeva Zakharenko.
Nicolas Cage.
It's a woman.
Oh.
Natalie Wood?
But close. Yes. How did you get that?
Natalia
Nikolaeva Zakharenko.
Russian?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Yes. I believe so. Okay, I'll give you one more. Demetria Gynes. Demetria Gynes.
Female?
Yes, female. Demetria. Part of her name is in her stage name. Demetria Gynes.
Demetria Gynes?
Think of the first name.
Demi Moore.
Yes, very good. You don't win anything.
Okay.
You just get to do the news.
Well, thank you.
That's David Jennings. Okay, after David does the news, we're going to introduce you to a very special woman, Stacey Rago, who's going to tell us about this wonderful organization called One Hope united and how no one should go without a present this holiday season. We'll explain much, much more after David Jennings gives you your news right now on 720 WGN.